For the Moscow-led security bloc, the CSTO, its first real military intervention has been a success. President Tokayev of Kazakhstan told his counterparts on Monday that the deployment prevented what he called terrorist groups from taking control of his country.
The constitutional order in Kazakhstan has been restored. Dangerous threats to the country's security have been prevented. As part of the anti-terrorist operation, work is underway to identify persons involved in crimes.
Nationwide protests threatened to unseat President Tokayev. When they turned violent, he fired political rivals, including the powerful ex-president, and called in the CSTO last Wednesday. Within 24 hours, troops under Russian command were on the ground, bolstering Tokayev's authority. Vladimir Putin has made clear the CSTO's longer-term objective.
Of course, we understand that the events in Kazakhstan are not the first and far from the last attempt at outside interference in the internal affairs of our states. And the measures taken clearly showed that we would not allow such interference, so-called color revolution scenarios, to take place.
The Kazakh authorities say their so-called counter-terrorism operation is almost complete. Around 8,000 people have been detained so far. But this celebrated Kyrgyz musician, beaten into confessing he was a jobless thug for hire, casts doubt on the official narrative. After a public outcry from Kyrgyzstan, he's been freed. There's a consensus among observers that this crisis has little to do with international terrorism.
I am sure that the clan which lost its power is behind this. They wanted to regain the power by violence by overthrowing Tokayev.
Life in Almaty is returning to a semblance of normality. But the news on Monday that three senior officers from the security services had died, two from suicide, raises further questions about what really is happening inside Kazakhstan. Robin Forestier-Walker, Al Jazeera.